This is Fresh Air. Stephen Levitan, co-creator of the Emmy-winning hit ABC comedy series Modern Family, has a new sitcom on Hulu. It's called Reboot, and it's about the next generation version of a fictional TV sitcom. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review.
Reboot is a new Hulu comedy series about the rebirth of an old comedy series, one that never existed. The old fictional series is called Step Right Up. And as this new Stephen Levitan series tells it, Step Right Up was a standard three-camera family sitcom televised about 20 years ago. As Reboot begins, executives at Hulu are taking a pitch meeting about whether Step Right Up is ripe for a new incarnation. And they all have some input.
I like this idea, but are people still doing reboots?
Let's see, Fuller House, Saved by the Bell, iCarly, Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl.
Party of Five, Party Down, One Day at a Time.
Boy Meets World, How I Met Your Father, The Wonder Years.
Battlestar Galactica.
Doogie Howser, The Odd Couple.
Perry Mason, Hawaii Five-0, Veronica Mars, Fresh Prince, Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Makes me feel a little bit safer. What the hell? Let's remake something original.
The old stars of Step Right Up, it turns out, have some conflicts. It's a little like the movie Galaxy Quest, with each of the veteran actors having their own issues and baggage. The star of the series, Reed, is played by Keegan-Michael Key. His co-star, Bree, is played by Judy Greer. As the stars of Reboot, they're wonderfully consistently funny. And as the former stars of Step Right Up, they have quite a history.
Maybe we should talk about the way things ended?
Oh, you mean how they canceled our show because you quit to go and do a movie that nobody saw?
I mean us. I got back from a location. You left the country to marry a duke without so much as a goodbye.
We were broken up, remember?
We broke up all the time. Bree, we got back together, we broke up. It's something
you
we did.
I don't care. To you, I was always just some stupid small-town pageant girl who didn't go to college.
How can you say that?
Because you were always giving me acting notes.
I gave you notes to help you.
Well, if I needed so much help, how come I was nominated for a People's Choice Award and you weren't?
Because the people fell for your contrived little snort laugh.
Or because you were overacting.
Both of them are inspired choices for this reboot series, and the show's excellent casting doesn't end there. Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend plays Hannah, the TV writer-producer who pitches the idea of bringing back the original series. And Paul Reiser, in his best sitcom role since Mad About You, plays Gordon, the show's original creator. Contractually, Step Right Up can't be rebooted without Gordon being a part of the team, so he's brought back to work with a new generation of writers in the writer's room. In the third episode, Hannah introduces them to him, and another level of conflict is introduced, instantly, hilariously, and very uncomfortably.
Gordon, new writers.
Oh, okay. Good for us. This is one of those diversity intern training things. You know what? Personally, I think it's a shame you're not getting paid, because that's not right at all. But I will say this, the lessons you're going to learn, invaluable. Case in point, misunderstandings. Always funny. Example, guy's in a store and he's talking to a busty sales girl.
Okay, stop. No, Gordon, these are the writers that I hired for the show before you decided to join us.
Oh.
Yeah. Janae comes from the Harvard Lampoon. Benny is an amazing queer playwright. And Asmina wrote an amazing spec script. And Fine is also from the Disney Diversity Program.
What, no Eskimos?
Oh my God. Wow.
Eventually, the clashes between the two generational styles of comedy and their respective worldviews play out in the writer's room. Initially, there's a lot of tension. But the writers in the writer's room of Reboot, this new Hulu series, know exactly what they're doing. Modern Family won the Outstanding Comedy Series Emmy 5 times, and 2 of its strengths were its clever surprises and its constantly evolving and funny characters. Reboot boasts the same solid attributes. As in Modern Family, there are twists in the first episode about some of the character relationships. And this new series is impeccably imaginatively populated, including making room for Johnny Knoxville as one of the former sitcom stars. Based on the episodes Hulu provided for preview, Reboot is the funniest sitcom about making a sitcom since the Showtime series called Episodes. Had the family sitcom Step Right Up really existed, I don't think I would have been a big fan, or even watched it after the pilot. But Reboot, right out of the gate, I absolutely love.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new sitcom Reboot, which is streaming on Hulu. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how climate change is creating rising sea levels, extreme storms, floods, and fires, destroying homes and businesses, overwhelming our aging infrastructure, and poisoning drinking water. My guest will be Brady Dennis, a national environmental reporter for The Washington Post, who covers climate change and efforts to slow it down. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our senior producer today is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Chaloner directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.